It's the Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, he, American Idol runner-up, CD drop it on November 24th. Adam Lambert on the RRS. And Adam, do we have a title for that CD yet or no?
Not yet. We're working on it. We got.
What are the possibilities?
There aren't any yet. We have to kind of figure out what the track listing is first, because we have a lot to narrow down. There's a lot of material. Who knows? It might be a track name. It might be something else that kind of sums up the record. Haven't figured it out yet.
About how many tracks are you picking from here?
Probably at this point we have about like 20, 24, and we're going to narrow it down to probably around 12.
Adam Lambert right now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. I know you worked with Red One. I believe you worked on six tracks. I don't know how many wound up making the final CD, but you also told people that you really wanted to collaborate with Lady Gaga, obviously working with her producer. Did you get a chance to do that or at least reach out to her?
We definitely put in the request, and she, you know, she sent a message through him saying how much she supported me and was a fan, and I, you know, I've been a huge fan of hers. Unfortunately, she's so super busy right now. I'm so super busy. It didn't work out this time. But who knows? Maybe there's a surprise around the corner. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
You're hoping for it, at least I can tell.
My fingers are crossed. I do hope that we'll get a chance to work together someday.
Kevin Griffin, who wrote for this CD, he compared your sound. He said it was a mix between like Fall Out Boy and Kylie Minogue, at least for the CD. Is that accurate or?
I don't know who Kevin is. That was actually a surprise to me when I read that on MTV. We haven't talked to him at all.
What? Really?
Yeah. He hasn't written anything. So that was kind of funny that he took credit.
Yeah, wasn't he? I believe in the article, and maybe you can correct me because obviously you read it as well. Didn't he say that he penned tracks for you?
I don't know exactly what he said. I don't remember, but it was like it was implying such, and we don't have any of his songs, so I don't know.
Wow. All right. Well, then there you go.
People will say things to get in the press. It's very clever. Thing.
Oh, I don't believe that at all.
No, neither do I. Oh, tricky, tricky entertainers? No, they don't exist. Come on.
It's too funny. Adam Lambert right now on the Ralphie Radio Show, American Idol's Live. We're backstage. When Rolling Stone came out, all right, were there any like family or close friends that were like surprised about what they read in that article? Like, did you have to do any like kind of damage control, I guess you could say?
No, I mean, all the stuff that I talked about, you know, my family is aware of like who I am and what I'm about. My mom was funny because she was like, I wouldn't have gone into so much detail about this, this, and this. And I said, well, Mom, you know, I figure why not be an open book so that I don't have any, like, you know, skeletons in my closet, so to speak, coming out later. You know what I mean? Why not just address everything right off the bat before my career really starts and just kind of be an open book?
You know, you're absolutely right, too, because, you know, you had the whole speculation about your sexual orientation. And then, of course, you had the issue with the stuff that you recorded a while ago that was getting released. And really, other than that, you got those two things out of the way. And now it seems like you're in the clear, unless there's something you want to tell me now.
No, that's pretty much it. The door has been cracked wide open. Yeah.
You're reading it as well. Which is pretty interesting. But everything I read about you, people that are collaborating with you, alleged apparently to have collaborated with you, they're all saying how like amazing you are. Are you almost like to the point where it's like, you know, guys kind of tone it down because they're really hyping you up, like to the point where like if this CD isn't like a bomb, right?
I know. No, I agree with you. Sometimes I do feel the pressure. I'm like, wow, the expectation's kind of getting a little hot right now. I'm obviously flattered, and it's really cool that they're endorsing it. But yeah, I kind of feel like, let's just wait to see how it does first, guys, and then we'll talk, you know?
Adam Lambert right now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Before we let you go, the most famous contact in your phone, what is it?
The most famous contact in my phone. Elton John.
Do you, like, keep in touch with him? Do you send him a text every now and then, or?
He's just the most famous contact in my phone right now. Enough said.
All right. Fair enough. We'll leave it at that. Adam Lambert again, touring, of course, with the American Idols, and then November 24th, a CD yet to be named. Don't you have, like, a deadline for these types of things? Like, don't you?
It's, like, right around the frickin' corner, too. Let me tell you. As soon as I get done with this tour next week, we're jumping right into recording, like, heavily, heavily recording. We did the photo shoot a couple weeks ago. What I can say is that it's going to definitely be a blend between like pop, rock, electronic, funk. It's going to have a little bit of everything thrown in there. It's going to be really modern sounding.
Well, that Fall Out Boy Kylie Minogue thing might not be too far off.
You know, I'll give him credit. You know, I don't know how he can write a song, but he certainly can give good quotes. I mean, I wasn't hanging on him for it. I just had never heard of him before. It was a very nice thing to say. So,
Adam Lambert on the Ralphie Radio Show. Thank you again for the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.